48 Way today is fear. The rabbis are telling us that having fear is one of the essential tools for living. That certainly seems to go against our inclination. Franklin D. Roosevelt, the American president, said, "We have nothing to fear but fear itself." Fear is a painful emotion we try to avoid. Even though fear of God is one of the constant mitzvahs, it is probably the one we are most likely to ignore. So why did the rabbis list it as essential for living? To understand, let's define fear. The word fear, yira, is related to the word in Hebrew to see, yireh. Fear is an emotion that comes from seeing consequences. If you were going across Victoria Falls on a tightrope, you would have fear. If you were ready to sign on a $1 million business deal, you would fear anything that could break up that. Life itself is full of consequences. Life is a tremendous good, and sickness, accident, war, crime, and many other things can cut it short. Bad choices, divorce, economic difficulties, non-fatal sickness and accidents can make life more difficult. If we look at those consequences, we can feel fear for ourselves, our family, and those we are close to. Observant Jews understand that God has all the power to control the consequences for good or for bad. And these consequences aren't limited to this life. There's a world to come with great reward for those who are keeping Torah and negative consequences for those who are not. Fear of losing out on some of that reward or suffering some of those consequences is very real to those who see the world to come as real. But why would we want to see those consequences and feel fear? Isn't fear painful? Doesn't it limit you from doing what you really want to do? Who would want to live in Russia under Stalin or China under Mao? Yet the sages tell us we need to have fear, and they tell us also that it is totally our choice. The Talmud says everything is in the hands of God except fear of God. If you don't want to fear the consequences of seeing God's power, the Almighty promises He will enforce you. So the first step in having fear is to appreciate what's good about it. It's true that fear is painful, but people will still pay to have it. The mountain climber, race car driver, skydiver invest money and time in doing fearful things. The less courageous of us still do things to experience some vicarious fear. People go to horror movies, gamble at casinos, ride the Anaconda at Gold Reef City. What do they get out of it? It makes them appreciate life more. Every moment counts. Life depends on making the right decisions and avoiding the wrong ones at every instant. Many of these fears are purposeless. Why put your life in danger to climb Mount Everest? Will the money you win or lose at the casino really change your life for the better? But fear of God is the real fear that does make everything in life important. Every moment is an opportunity for benefit or loss. Nothing is boring or useless to the person who is really in touch with God. It's true that fear prevents you from doing a lot of things you might feel like doing. But does that take away your freedom? An alcoholic is not free, even if there's no one telling him what he has to do. His body is keeping him in slavery. When he hits bottom, the fear of losing his job and his marriage may be the only thing that will give him the strength to pick himself up. Every human being is being pushed by the body to do what isn't good for them. We want to gain wisdom, to reach our potential, to help change the world, but the body stands in the way. Fear of the consequences of not making the effort to achieve these goals helps give us the motivation to fight the body and achieve them. Fear of God helps us make life count. We have to avoid what Reb Noach called the ostrich syndrome. We put our heads in the ground and ignore consequences. Does it matter if I ignore my spouse or my kids? Does it matter if I don't put more effort into learning or davening? Does it matter if I waste time surfing the internet? When I consider possible consequences in this world or the world to come, I will make more of an effort to care for the people around me, work on growing in wisdom and personal development, and in doing mitzvahs. I will focus on what is really important because I know that God wants me to do what is really important, even if He has to scare me to get me to accomplish it. Our sages said that fear can bring the final redemption. In Masechtah Sanhedrin it says, Rabbi Eliezer said, "If Israel does tshuva, they will be redeemed, and if not, they will not be redeemed." Rabbi Yeshua said to him, "If they don't do tshuva, God will stand up against them a king whose decrees are as harsh as Haman's, and Israel will do tshuva and return to the good." When people are afraid, they change and turn back to God. If necessary, the Almighty will scare us with a ruler as harsh as Haman, who decreed to wipe out the Jews. Be scared of that possibility. Use it as a motivating force to work to get the Jewish people to do tshuva now.